Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He is the biggest Miami Hurricanes fan you will ever meet. When I saw him at Hard Rock Stadium for the Gators game, I mean, that guy was getting mad love from Canes fans all over the joint. So he is with us now. John, can you make the case, in your humble opinion, that the University of Miami is the number one college football team in the nation right now?
If I had a vote, you absolutely would have them as the number one team in the nation. I've actually tried texting people from the AP to get a vote so we could get people that actually watch college football to have votes in the Associated Press poll. But just judging off everything that they've talked about in the past, Miami has three ranked wins as of right now. Notre Dame, South Florida, somehow Florida State still ranked. But that's three ranked wins. We have the best offensive line in the country. I don't think that's a conversation. We have the best defensive player in the country in Reuben Bain Jr. I'm not sure there's an argument there. You could argue we have the best quarterback in the country in Carson Beck, and I know good and damn well we got the best freshman in the country in Malachi Toney. Add all that up. Miami's the best team in the country. Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, bring it. Ain't nobody scared of nobody this year.
Man, it felt good on Saturday night. Did you go to the game? I forget.
No, so this is where I made a mistake trying to be cheap before the year. Before the year, when Florida State was coming off 2-10, the tickets were about $100 a piece. My theory was, all right, Florida State's going to lose to Bama. They'll probably lose another game. Those tickets may even drop. And trying to bring my entire family, six of us going down there, it was going to be a fairly expensive trip. Well, of course they beat Bama. Those tickets go from $100 to about $500 a piece. And I said, I refuse to pay $500 a piece to sit in row 80 of an erector set with brick around it. No, thanks. I stayed at home. We had a nice big house party. I drank a lot of liquor. We decided to do fireball shots for every time we scored. Well, then it started turning into fireball shots for every first down. And that got sideways in a hurry.
Hey, Dawson, he was in his bag. I know he could call and what he did for Cam Moore, but – like, are y'all going to lose him after this year? Because he's very impressive with his play calling.
Crowder, I thought he was going to leave last year because he had the number one offense in the country. And I know some jobs had reached out to him. And I wonder if maybe Shannon was looking and just going, all right, I'm going to take the right job and not just any job, because that dude calls a game. Florida State put an extra defender in the box and said, look, we're not going to let Miami manhandle us like Virginia did last week. We're going to stop the run. Well, fine. You load up to stop the run. He called the flea flicker on the most perfect time. You get the interception. It's 7-3. I think there's a lot of coaches that say, okay, if we're on the other side of the 50-yard line, we're taking a shot. FSU's trying to load the run. The tendency had been when Miami has two backs in the game, and I think they had both Marty and Fletch in, we're going to run the ball. So you fake the run with Fletch. He turns around and flicks it back, and Malachi Toney running down the field wide open. I thought he called a perfect game until we got a little bit conservative in the fourth quarter. But you understand that, and I'm going to address that before we even get to it, because I saw Miami fans complaining. Mario got too conservative. Do you guys not remember what happened last year against Syracuse when it was 21-0 and everybody got in their feelings because Miami didn't run the ball enough? You run the ball to win. You finish out the game to win. All you Miami fans complaining about what the final score was, we whooped Florida State's ass from the word go. Remember where we've been for 20-plus years and appreciate what this team is and stop crying about the final score and that we let Florida State get 200 yards in the fourth quarter. Nobody cared. We won, and that's all that matters. That state is ours. The next thing that's ours will be the ACC championship, and the next thing after that that's going to be ours is national title number 6.
Okay, John, but you know I'm putting a list together. What you're willing to sell off as we collect money for the Keep Malachi Toney NIL Fund. Just let me know what I should put you down for, your house, your car, your kids' college savings. Just keep me in the loop, okay?
Well, we can start with, they can have this house. Well, let me finish the house for another year, maybe two. They can have the house after that because maybe then I'll be moving to South Florida. My car, they can take tomorrow. Hell, I was on Campbellton Road here in Atlanta yesterday for a basketball tournament. I was hoping my car would disappear. Take it. You could have it. You know what? You can even have Kane for a weekend. You want to buy Kane for a weekend? We could sell him. No, I wouldn't do that because I love my boy to death. But, yeah, just about anything to keep Malachi around.
Realistically, John, I know it's a long ways away, and you know he's 18. Or is he still 7? He's 18 now, right?
No, he's 18. Yeah. He just turned 18.
Yeah. What's he going to go for next year in the NIL market? I can't think of a more impactful player in their first 5 games in Hurricanes history in a long time, in a very, very long time.
You don't get freshmen like typically freshmen come in at Miami and have to sit for a while. He's everything that Jeremiah Smith was last year at Ohio State. Now, Jeremiah's bigger and fat, maybe fat. I don't know if he's faster. But Malachi has been that guy. Think back 5 weeks ago, before the season started, the questions we always asked about what was going to be the biggest concern for Miami. And receiver was always right there at the top. We knew nothing about these guys. The top 4 pass catchers from a year ago are gone. Nobody, and this is no disrespect to Jacoby George or Xavier Restrepo, or nobody's worried about those dudes right now because Malachi Toney is a star. CJ Daniels should have been a Miami Hurricane 5 years ago with the swag that he has. The fact that he ran up in the camera and did the mock tomahawk chop is one of the funniest things I've ever seen a Miami player do, and we've had some funny guys. But Solana, to your point with Malachi, he's going to get paid, and he deserves every dime of it if he's not already getting paid. I know we need, you know, I'm not sure if John Ruiz still has money laying around. He needs to pony up with Life Wallet and start handing this guy some cash right now.
You may have more money in that car than he has left from what I've read in the Miami Herald. But you mentioned, John, like you said, next up ACC title. So I don't think they have another ranked team on the schedule. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is there a particular game upcoming that makes you more nervous than the others?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Friday night against Louisville, week from Friday, Louisville can score. You know, one thing about Jeff Brohm is he can coach offense. And Hawk, I guess if there's something that has me concerned at all, it's how do you deal with it now when it's not an in-state rival, when it's not Notre Dame, it's just a regular week, you're going against an inferior opponent. Can you keep these same unbelievable habits that you've had over 5 weeks of football and keep it going? Because you think about it, every game outside of Bethune, which Bethune, again, I think you and I could have ran for 100 yards against Bethune, every other game had some type of motivation behind it. It's Notre Dame, no questions asked. South Florida had just beaten Florida and were running their mouth a little bit. Okay, now you've motivated Miami. Then it's Florida, and then it's Florida State. So you've had a bunch of games of motivation. Now you're going to be more talented than anybody else you play. Can you hold that up? You know, Virginia Tech used to be one on the road you get worried about. Virginia Tech's not very talented. Pitt looked pretty good this weekend with a new quarterback. But it's still Pitt. The only thing that concerns you there is the last week of the year, and it's probably going to be cold weather. But Miami, Louisville's the one, I guess, if there's any semblance of concern, it's then. But I think the electric juice will be out at Hard Rock Stadium, and this team's just too powerful for a team like Louisville.
And now, has this? What do they have to do for people just to say the hell with it? Like, they were questioning Mario, and Mario had some questionable calls early. Hawk was talking about it earlier. In that fourth quarter, you run the ball in the game. Nobody's talking about the yardage that the Florida State Seminoles had in the fourth quarter a month from now. Nobody gives a damn. But could this run make people not question Mario at least for a couple years?
Oh, 100%. Now, you got to finish it. You got to make the playoffs and make a run. Now, you get into the playoffs, all bets are off. I saw Oregon last year go undefeated and get mollywopped in the opening round of the playoffs. You never know what's going to happen on a Saturday. But if Mario gets us to the playoffs and we finally win our first ACC, people have to stop questioning the dude. Like, you know, I was very tough on him that first year and even the second year with the non-kneel down against Georgia Tech. Last year, you know what? You lost because your defensive coordinator wasn't very good, and maybe you just didn't have the right talent on the defensive side of the ball. He's made great hires along the way. Shannon Dawson comes in after Gattis. Josh Gattis was a disaster. Lance Guidry's a disaster. Now he finds this maniac in Corey Heatherman, who I absolutely love as a defensive coordinator, and the defense turns around in year one. Mario's done everything great coaches do. He's found guys to go make his program better. He's a tireless recruiter, and the only thing you can ever question is what happens on Saturdays. You took care of Notre Dame. Late game, you knew how to get the job done. You ran through Florida, and you ran through Florida State. Now it's just a matter of taking that next step, winning the ACC. And if you look at the four teams at the top of the ACC, Miami's the prohibited favorite. It's Miami. It's Georgia Tech, and I love Brent Key. I think he's doing a really good job there. It's Duke, and it's Virginia. Come on, man. If not now, then when?
I hope it's now, man. I hope it is now.
I love, what's his, Heatherman, the DC?
Oh, my God. Just watching him, right? Like, he just looks like a maniac. I love him.
They were up by 25. They scored the first touchdown in the fourth, and then he just started blitzing the hell out of them again. I was so
excited. Make him the Dolphins defensive coordinator. Talk about a team getting violent.
No. Keep him at the BU. Let's not get him out of there. I need that dude for five. This is only his second year calling plays as a DC. Last year at Minnesota was his first year ever calling plays. And now he's at Miami. All I know is we need NIL for Malachi Toney. We need a raise for Corey Heatherman, like today. Tear up whatever contract you gave him and give that dude a raise because he's earned it.
He is fun to watch, man. How about that Dolphins collapse yesterday, John? We're out of time, but that was something, huh?
Yeah, it was great. We do picks here, and the only damn pick I missed this week is I had the Dolphins -1.5. I was feeling great. I'm like, dude, this is easy. 17-0. How is he still employed? That's all I want to know. How is that guy still employed today? Mike McDaniel,
go be an OC somewhere, or go give motivational speeches to kids. I don't know what he needs to do. Just not.
Not motivational speeches. Anything but that. I mean,
bedtime, a
reverse motivational speech. Go deliver eulogy.
Right.
John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Follow him on Twitter at John Michaels U. You hear him sometimes on ESPN radio nationally as well. Thank you, John.
All right, no problem.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.